Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Health question. Degenerative disc disease and treatments and diet, specifically how to handle the thoracic region with the bones and the
Well, I think we lost you there. The thing is, from what I was gathering, with any kind of back issue, you know, spasms, or if you've got DJD like you're talking about with a degenerative disc, you know, one of the main things you've got to do, obviously, is you want to make sure that you're getting the right nutrition to support the body. That's important to keep the inflammation low and to help support connective tissue and all that jazz. But from a treatment perspective, you might want to look into three options. One is an osteopathic physician. The other is a chiropractic physician that I really believe get great results with DJD, and then also physical therapy. All options are really good. It just depends on which way you want to go. Now, there's some laser therapy that can be really good. Decompression therapy can be very helpful as well to really relieve some of the pressure on the disc. So there's a lot of options, but the one thing you don't want to do is nothing. You want to make sure that you do have a good game plan. So getting started is going to be a real big key, and then supporting the body is going to be a big key throughout the process. But getting treated and getting multiple treatments during that time period to get the body where it needs to be, and then, you know, again, relieving pressure off the area, all that makes such a big difference along the way. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. Check us out on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area that believes the same way we do, check them out right there. You ever get tired of craving food? Maybe you got a really voracious appetite, don't really know what to do with it. Here's seven tips for controlling your appetite. If you suffer from constant food cravings, there are some steps you can take to remedy the situation. The first step is to make sure you're eating correctly for your metabolic type. And number one, you don't want to skip meals. Don't ever, ever skip breakfast. It's not just something your grandma taught you when you were a little kid to nag you. Don't skip the meals. You should be eating five meals a day and spacing your meals out, because it helps regulate blood sugar levels and supports managing the hunger hormones. Number two, drink tons of water. When you feel like you're starving, pour yourself a huge glass of water and grab a bottle of seltzer water, something like that. It'll keep you from urging to snack. Another big one is sleep. Two of the hormones, leptin and ghrelin, they help regulate our appetite, and both are directly affected by how much sleep we get. Well, these hormones work in kind of a checks and balances system to control feelings of hunger and fullness. So getting 8 hours of shut-eye each night will help the hormones work properly, and which in turn will help curb your overall appetite. The other one is examine your hunger. See what it's like. See exactly what might be causing the hunger. The next time you feel hunger between meals, consider the last time you ate. Look at the timing of it. And if it was less than 3 to 4 hours earlier, your stomach isn't growling, and you're not like you're tired, you're probably emotionally unsatisfied in some way rather than genuinely physically hungry. Something interesting to look at. Think about what besides eating that soothes you. So steer yourself toward positive feelings of self-worth, and you'll choose activities and behaviors that inherently contradict self-loathing and self-destructiveness. Don't panic either. You can and you will lose weight. Even if you're eating a little more than a meal plan or calorie allowance, you can still lose. It just may take a little bit longer. Exercise is crucial, but working out harder more often will help burn the extra calories. But don't do too much because you can affect the hormones in a negative way that can actually keep the weight on. So you got to be careful with that. And don't beat yourself up. Beating yourself up does nothing. Sometimes we slip up, we fall off the wagon, but it's okay. Don't freak out. No big deal. You jump back on the wagon. I see some people that just, they get started on some diet plan. And then they have like one bad meal, and they're such perfectionists that they just throw their hands up in the air, and they get so frustrated. You don't have to do that. I mean, look at each day as a separate day to reach your goals. And if you hit them on one day and don't on the next, it's all right. You get back on the horse, and you do it again. That's the key to overall success. And that's with anything in life, not just creating a good lifestyle plan. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Let's go back to the phones and go to Martin. Hi, Martin.
I have Crohn's disease. Every time I eat now, I'm thrown up and I can't keep sitting down. I'm starting to lose weight pretty bad. And I want some advice on how I can eat and keep it down.
I'm sorry you're going through that. It's not easy. Crohn's is no fun. The inflammatory condition that's involved with it is just really tough on the body. And having that looked at, I mean, obviously you probably got a good GI doctor that's handling things, but I would get a nutritionist or a dietitian, someone that can kind of walk with you in that process, because you've got to, I mean, in my opinion, from things I've seen, from studies that are out there, with Crohn's, cutting out all the inflammatory-based foods makes a huge difference. I've got a very good friend of mine that's really struggled with Crohn's disease for years, and just with diet alone, overcame it. And it's just a powerful testimony of what can actually happen when you change your lifestyle and remove stress from your life, and what that can do, and how it can really overcome so many of the variables and the barriers that can really trigger a lot of these things. So that is one of the keys that can be really, or that can really help you get into the groove and be as successful as you're looking to be with Crohn's. Irritable bowel or colitis or any of those, they all have the same root. So you've got to get your diet low on the inflammatory side. Look at things like probiotics to support the digestive health, digestive enzymes, cutting down stress, and of course living, believe it or not, in an area near the ocean is actually very helpful, because the salt in the air is very healing to the digestive tract, to the skin, all the way around. So a lot of great health benefits from being in that kind of environment. That's something to think about. Because, I mean, I'll tell you, the digestive issues can really begin to wreak havoc. And if you just sit around and take the medication and you don't take action, from a nutritional perspective, you're really missing the boat, because so much can be done with something like that. So hope that helps. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can send me an email there. I'll take it on the show, or I can answer in private, whatever you prefer. And realize this, the body can get sick. It can also get well. You can change. You can transform. You can go to where you want to be, but it has to start in your mind. As a person thinks, so they are. So what are you thinking every single day? Whatever your thoughts are is going to determine who you are and what you become. So on this show, we want to encourage you to be able to go to that next level, really find that sweet spot so you can ultimately thrive in your health. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals, 1-877-MINERALS, that's 1-877-646-3725, or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you.
1-888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Cultural myths, they're saying now, could shape pregnant women's expectations. Pregnant women's expectations about the changes they'll face, from morning sickness to shiny hair to funny food cravings, are not only influenced by the doctors and nurses, but also by what they hear from friends and find in the media, new study says. Pregnancy mythologies, as they call them, may affect what women take for granted in pregnancy and could influence the communication between them and their healthcare providers. A new study suggests the findings are scheduled for presentation Saturday at the American Sociological Association coming up in New York City. Daniel Bessette, who's assistant professor, after conducting the interviews, found that many women face cultural hearsay about being pregnant, but really didn't go along with the facts. Research shows that we underestimate the extent to which many women hold in understandings of pregnancy. And, of course, Bassett noticed that some women relied heavily on ethnic religious traditions and what were taught and handed down. About half the women involved in the study were African-American, the other Caucasian and Asian. But they found that a lot of the expectations really didn't come to pass in this, and that as far as women go in pregnancy, so many of these myths are just handed down from generation to generation. It's kind of interesting. You know, when it comes to pregnancy, I think that, especially if you're first time, I mean, obviously I'm not a woman, so I don't really know on that side. But at the end of the day, you really never know what something's going to be like until you walk through it. And I think that's the biggest key when you're dealing with something like that. But the great part of it is, what a blessing to be able to have a child and to bring life in, and it makes such a difference. I know they are a true, true gift. That's for sure. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Sleep influences, they're saying now, will affect your food choices throughout the day. Poor sleep always leads to poor food choices. So researchers looked at about 20 young, healthy adults and found they were more likely to favor unhealthy snacks and junk foods like pizza and donuts when they were sleep deprived. The brain scans revealed that sleep deprivation was linked with impaired activity in the brain's frontal lobe, which governs complex decision-making and increased activity in the brain areas associated with things like rewards. So what we've discovered is that high-level brain regions required for complex judgments and decisions became blunted by a lack of sleep, while more primal brain structures and control motivations were in desire were amplified. This is all done at the University of California, Berkeley. But high-calorie foods also became significantly more desirable when participants were sleep-deprived. So getting more sleep can help you make better food choices. So if you're always craving all the junk food and things that you shouldn't be putting in your body, look about getting some sleep and getting to bed before midnight, roughly. Getting more than about 6 hours of sleep so your hormones can reset. All that makes a big, big difference. Going to the phones now and talk with Carol. Hi, Carol.
I started a new workout program with Beachbody, and I'm actually doing the Slim and Down series, or Slim and Six series with Debbie Beavers. So anyways, there's, like, Beachbody.com is pushing this Shakeology drink about how awesome it is, and filled with vegetables and all kinds of stuff like that, good protein. I'm just curious, like, if it is as good as what they're saying it is, if you know anything about it.
The meal replacements are really good. The workout that you're doing, the Slim and Six, this program is actually really, I think, very, very well put together. Just about all of them that they have in the different varieties. But the meal replacements, I think, they're really a good idea. Now, the quality is very important. You always want to make sure it's a good whole food variety. I like the pea proteins a lot. And, of course, it needs to have things like probiotics and enzymes. But also, you want to make sure that it's completely organic all the way through. Great to use post-workout and before a workout. Also great to use in breakfast in the morning to get something liquid in your body so it can take it in and get really quick and good nutrition. It's a great option. So, yeah, I'm all for it. As long as they're all whole food, natural ingredients, it's a great way to go. I do shakes every day. So that's a normal part of my routine, and I've noticed a big difference in my health when I'm doing that versus when I'm not. Because so many of the foods that we take in, and I travel quite a bit, so most of the foods you take in, you do your best. I mean, you can't always get organic and that sort of thing. So it, to have the shakes that are organic, that mix in with vegetables and whatnot, yeah, you can really get a lot done. You take those little shaker bottles with you and use those. I mean, there's a lot of great ways to do it and travel with it, but to have them every single day, yeah, it's a huge deal. Getting the kind of nutrition that you need can make a big difference. Sports injuries, they say, sent almost a million kids to the ER last year. Now, the leading cause of sports injury ER-related visits by kids 6 to 19 were sprains and strains, fractures and cuts and scrapes and concussions. So with a little initiative called Safe Kids Worldwide, it's a nonprofit advocacy group that noted the cost of treating such injuries is more than about $935 million a year. That was reported in USA Today. But in 2012, there's concussions. Of course, you know the big topic about concussions and being concerned about kids and all. They were only about 12% of the issues that they were seeing in the ER, but far too many kids are arriving in ER rooms for injuries and predictable for preventable reasons. So to be cautious with that. With your child, I mean, again, I'm pretty big on parents letting your kids enjoy the activity and, you know, whatever they're enjoying to do. I think that's extremely important, but you don't want to be overprotective, but also you want to be cautious so your kid doesn't end up in the ER. Questions about your health? Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you missed something that I talk about, articles, news, and information, you can check it out there. Also, join up for our newsletter that goes out on a regular basis. You want to find new ways to empower your health. That's what we can do there at the site. And also our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area. If you're living somewhere in the country looking for someone that can take care of you the way that we do, or the way that we talk about anyway, and the way we teach, check out mywellnessproviders.com. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Coming up, talking about weight loss, talking about ways and secrets to lose those few extra pounds and might not be in doing more exercise. Talk about that coming up.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, you can also get well. Our lifestyle choices that we make every single day determine the kind of health that we're going to have. So what kind of changes are you going to make in your health? On this show, we want to empower you and equip you to go to the next level with your health and with your life. So whatever you're struggling with, give us a call. We'll talk about it. Going to Barry now. Hi, Barry.
Problem with rosacea. Just can't seem to really get rid of it. I've been using the doxycycline, the antibiotic, and that kind of keeps it from getting so bad. But now the doxycycline is out of my price range, and just kind of looking at the maybe is a minocycline or the tetracycline an option, or could it be something? I'm not even sure what causes rosacea. I'm sure it was coming from within, or maybe the external creams or ointments worked, but looking for maybe some help.
Well, with rosacea, it does come from the inside out, so that's a great thought. Because so many times we want to look at things and take the creams and the lotions and the potions and look at it from the outside in. But most skin conditions are inside out, so you've got to look at clearing out the gut, making sure that the body's getting what it needs from the digestive perspective, meaning that the bacteria is in line, that the good and the bad bacteria are in balance, that there's no yeast or fungal issues in the gut. And also, the skin, there's a real big omega-3 fatty acid deficiency that can develop. So making sure you get the right kind of omega-3 fats, all of that is vitally important. Making sure that all that goes hand in hand will make sure that you get everything that you need. So, again, looking into it, it's not just, I mean, you want to go to a dermatologist and make sure that you're following what they do. Just make sure there's someone working with you nutritionally, because you want to make sure you support the body from a nutritional perspective with everything that you need. And if you do that, then, of course, then you can start supporting it and the body can begin to clear. All right? 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. So here's why Facebook is making people unhappy. I did say unhappy. Facebook can make you feel connected, but they're saying now that it might make you feel unhappy. A new study at the University of Michigan published recently says that in a two-week study, 82 young adults from the University of Michigan in their emotion and self-control laboratory used experience sampling to test the subject's level of happiness and life satisfaction. Results indicated negative shifts on both of these variables over time, said the report. And the more a person used Facebook, they discovered, the greater the decline in their sense of happiness. While researchers clearly see happiness as a problem with Facebook use, they don't exactly know why. Perhaps it's harmful social comparisons or lack of direct interactions with others. But that's all speculation, they said. And the study's lead author, social psychologist Ethan Cross, whose comments in this, they said Cross billed as the first one to look specifically at happiness and life satisfaction as they relate to Facebook and social media. Psychologists and therapists we spoke with, they said during this study, we're not surprised at all by the results. They already see evidence that people are suffering from negative social interactions on Facebook because many people are coming to therapy with Facebook-related emotional challenges. It's just amazing to me. Clinical psychologist Susana Flores is an expert on psychological effects of social media and is an author of the forthcoming book about the effects of Facebook entitled Am I My Profile Pic? Confirms the connection. In my own practice, she says, I hear about Facebook-related problems at least once a day, Dr. Flores said. Many of my clients present with symptoms related to anxiety and depression that are directly related to Facebook interactions. I've found that more time people spend on Facebook and other social media, the less happy they feel. So keeping up with Facebook, the Joneses, Facebook-related emotional issues range from passive-aggressive comments like friends and family members to a lack of engagement, comments, or likes. One of the biggest sources of unhappiness for users can be the endless feed of news from show-off Facebook friends. And some people simply overwhelmed by a feed filled with happy, smiling, touting of their successes. And then there's the false sense of perpetual bliss of people getting let down, said Pandora. McLean Hoover, who's a clinical social worker, and said that they compare their lives to the pictorial ones in Facebook. John Duffy, also a clinical psychologist, said that people who buy into the culture of Facebook, as many young people do, become preoccupied with what's missing for their own lives and not just in their friends. But it creates these social comparisons that become a real challenge for their own lives. Social media strategist and blogger Theodora Blanchfield believes that exposing yourself to people from so many parts of our life is difficult on self-esteem. Most people are posting their best moments and portraying their best selves on Facebook. So while Facebook may allow users to keep in touch with friends and family in other areas, Facebook-based clinical psychologist believes that it forms in keeping yourself and your current reality from the actual reality, or your Facebook reality from actual reality. So they call it the artificial sweetener. It's the illusion of relationships. One of the problems in this is that people spend so much time in Facebook. They have begun to substitute real-life interactions for Facebook interactions. And psychologically, we need real-life interactions in order to feel fulfilled. Even the most entertaining Facebook interactions can never emotionally substitute for face-to-face interactions. Cross said that the subjects his team looked at found that interacting with other people directly actually led to feeling better over time. So kind of the old school way, now it's old school, it's kind of sad, of interacting with people and getting together in social groups and whatnot versus the technology that we have actually can make a big difference. So something to look at and create some changes. It's kind of like kids playing video games and not going outside to play, but spending so much time indoors, it really does begin to wreak havoc on your health emotionally, psychologically. And that's why people are needing to get counseling. I mean, counseling over Facebook, really? Because you have low self-esteem and you kind of feel bummed out about yourself because you've been on Facebook for weeks on end and you're just not feeling good about yourself? Really? Facebook? I just have a hard time with that. It's just sad to me that all that's going on. Unbelievable. 888-283-7272. You know that's the phone number. Going back to the phone, or going to the phones now, Harvey, we're going to you, my friend. How can I help?
I'm concerned about my brother. He gets migraine headaches very much. Very often. And takes these painkillers. And he had a close-knit injury a long time ago where he had the orbits of his skull with his eyes going from the orbits, you know, and those were fractured, both of them. And the U of M said that he has a problem with the basal ganglia on his brain. And he might have to have an operation, and he doesn't want to have an operation, and I wouldn't either. I'm sorry, I've got my brain. And I just wonder what his best remedy would be to help those migraine headaches.
You know, the migraines are a real challenge. I think that everybody wants one answer, and I think everybody goes to their doctor saying, you know, just fix my headaches. It's driving me crazy. They hurt. Because the headaches can be coming from a lot of different areas. I mean, you can look at food allergies. They can be coming from, they can be coming from just a host of different issues that can be the root cause of finding what that is, whether it's a deficiency in iron or zinc, or if they've got low acetylcholine levels, or whatever it might be. But getting down to the root cause of what might be actually happening and then build a good nutritional plan or avoiding stress. I mean, it could be simple as stress management. There could be so much going on in someone's life, pressure in relationships or job or financial pressures, that the pressure just begins to lead into all these issues, the headaches. So I'll tell you, once you have someone that can work with you nutritionally, it's good to go to someone like a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician and have someone look at the cervical spine from a structural perspective, because it may be that the spine is out of alignment. That's very possible. And again, in the neck, it's very critical to have everything balanced and in line. If you don't, it can begin to really wreak havoc on the body as a whole. So having that looked into is a big piece. Again, if your doctor has you taking medicine or whoever taking medicine, then again, periodically as needed can be okay. But if you have to take medicine frequently for headaches, got to get to the root cause, not just genetic. And even if you say, well, my grandma had it, grandpa had headaches, or my dad had headaches, or whatever, it doesn't just mean that you're going to have headaches as well. It's not just like a genetic hand-me-down. So you've got to get to the root cause. It could be metabolic instabilities. There could be food allergies at play. Heavy metals in the body could be building up. There are a host of reasons why the headaches can begin and why they linger. But coming up with an optimal game plan past that is what the overall key is to really build a solid foundation and to help support the body when you're dealing with headaches. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there is hope. Don't you dare lose hope for your health and for your life.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. The show where your health is your greatest wealth. I get a lot of questions about what to do for energy levels, also for aches and pains. And I want to talk really about energy levels. Can be so many different things. It's always a hot topic. But you always want to look at a couple of different scenarios. But one, for energy, look at the thyroid. And look at the pituitary gland. Growth hormone levels, the anterior pituitary gland, usually the output is so little on adults over age 35. Always get a blood test done. Have your doctor look at that, because if those levels are low, then all your other hormone systems are going to be low in function too, like your thyroid, your adrenals, and all those that support energy levels can be affected. So your doctor can get a simple blood test done to kind of look at that and see exactly what's going on. But energy levels are always a big deal. Aches and pains are another one. And I got to tell you that essential oils have really come on strong as a therapeutic agent to really help people. And there's multiple ways you can use the essential oils, but it's a great natural, organic, alternative way to work with the body's own natural healing mechanisms. So if you're into doing things from more of a holistic perspective and really managing the body that way and making sure that the body gets everything that it needs, look into essential oils. They're just phenomenal healing essentials. Healing with Essentials, rather, is a great company that you can look at for essential oils, and just it's amazing. Erling Tilton is a fantastic nutritionist, holistic nutritionist, that can guide you and lead you along the way when it comes to essential oils. Just a fantastic company that can support that. But yeah, we're getting a lot of emails about that, a lot of phone calls as well. And just want to encourage you, check out the website with Healing with Essentials, and there's a lot of great, you'll be surprised at some of the different health challenges and common diagnoses that people have that have been helped with the power of essential oils. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. I'm going to go now to Walter. Hi, Walter.
I have just recently been, actually I have Graves' disease, but it has recently reactivated. Back in 2009, I was put on a treatment with the block and replace, and came off medications January 1st, 2012, and my Graves has been in remission since then. Just here in the last 3-4 weeks, it has reactivated, and they're putting me back on methimazole. And I'm just curious, wondering if maybe diet or there are some other natural means that I can use to treat Graves' disease other than or in conjunction with the methimazole, 20 milligrams per day that I am prescribed.
The medication, you know, Graves' disease, just so you know, I mean, the medication is going to be important. I would never recommend anybody change what their doctor had you on. But there are some natural alternatives. I mean, you can look at things with Graves, obviously dealing with the thyroid. You can look at certain foods that can help support good thyroid function. Coconut oil is one of them. And in this case, with Graves' disease, you can look at other components like the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Actually, strawberries as one of the fruits can be very supportive and helpful in a situation like Graves' disease. So, I mean, again, it's not quit the medicine and then just eat a bunch of food. It's be smart about it and have someone guide you with the medicine like you're doing right now. But then you can start implementing a lot of natural type changes into your overall lifestyle. And as you start adding those in, you'll start seeing some change with how your body functions. Because at the end of the day, yeah, the Graves' disease is a breakdown. It is. The body starts breaking down. But you've got to look at other areas, too. And as you start looking at other areas of the body and start managing that from a nutritional perspective, that's when you start really seeing the changes. But Graves' disease, I mean, it's one of those deals where literally foods can impact it in such a great way. You might want to look at iodine treatment as well. There's some great books out there. Dr. Abraham, Dr. Fletchis have written some great work on the effects of iodine, what it does to the thyroid, and how it supports it. And, you know, looking at those components from a natural perspective, once you start reading about it and the emphasis on a trace mineral like iodine and what it can do to the body, and then you've got a thyroid condition like Graves' disease, you'll start to notice some real strong trends that can really, really help. So I would encourage you to look into that. Tammy, you're next on the phones. How can I help?
And I'm Afro-American. And I have a lot of bright spots on my arms and legs. So what has happened to the pigmentation of my skin? I'm brown, but still this beige spots. So what can I do for that?
Well, if you've got kind of the white spots that are showing up on the skin, the melanin's losing some pigmentation, that's typically called vitiligo. And it's a common condition. Actually, we're seeing it more and more. It's got potentially, they're still putting it in this category, but they're saying that there's potential autoimmune condition with it that could be an issue, but also that could be a strong fungal component. So cutting out the inflammation in the diet, making sure that's gone, eating non-inflammatory based foods, and then supporting the body to help rid itself of fungal type issues can be a big hit as well. So black walnut and wormwood, those kind of components, herbals can be really helpful. But at the end of the day, go see someone so you can get a definitive diagnosis and make sure that's what it is. You don't want to start doing some things and have a good support system around you. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Don't you dare lose your hope.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.